Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Speaking of heart, let's turn our hearts toward Almighty God and ask Him to help us reach our goal. We're in Pledge Drive. We're halfway through. And as it usually happens, when you're halfway through and not halfway there, it can be a little bit nerve-wracking. So let's ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother to pray for us and with us that we will meet that goal by God's grace and your generosity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The number to call, 888-914-9149. We will get you on the air with your question or comment. Let's start with Ed in Yuba City, California. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, Patrick. I wanted first to say I love your show. And
Thank you.
I wanted to make a couple of comments before on some things that were said before the stat that you gave about all the people in the world being put into Texas.
Yeah.
When I first heard you say that, I thought, that can't be right. And so I did the research, and not only were you right, but at the time you made that statement, New York City was the most populated city in the United States. San Francisco was number two. If you did, as we said, put everybody in Texas, it'd be less crowded. I mean, more crowded than San Francisco, but not as crowded as New York City.
Interesting. You mean population density, you know, right?
Yes, population density-wise would not be as populated as New York City. So people can't complain about that. There's a lot of people living in New York City. And the other one is the $54 billion for Pfizer. If you had a company that somebody else paid for all your research and development, you could make a big profit too. All the research and development for COVID, you and I paid for.
Yeah. We did.
All right.
Yes, we did.
All right. So
okay, hit me,
what
Ed,
I was
hit
calling
me.
You about... Okay. I teach at RCIA in my local church, and I love it. And I had a challenge about keeping holy the Lord's Day. This gentleman said, the commandment is to keep the Sabbath, but there is no commandment to keep holy the Lord's Day. And then in trying to send out what he was, his, you know, comment or it was, is how do you keep holy the Lord's Day? And that's what he, you know, I challenged him with, you know, so you're saying if I go out to the forest and think about God, that's keeping holy the Lord's Day? And he was not opposed to that.
Okay. Good question. So in Exodus chapter 20, which is one of the couple of places where we see the Ten Commandments being given by God to Moses, the actual phrase there says to keep holy the seventh day. So it says that God rested on the seventh day. Therefore, it says, we are called to keep holy the Lord's Day, the Sabbath as it's called. So the seventh day of the week was known as the Sabbath. And when Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, he had given the church prior to that point the authority, and this particularly the apostles, the authority to bind and loose, and that included modifying, or at least, say, transferring the observation of this commandment. And Jesus didn't say worship on Sunday. He didn't say that. The church did. And so it was the church that transferred the observance from the seventh day, the Sabbath, to the first day of the week, Sunday, the day that the Lord rose from the dead. And that was one of the express reasons why the church transferred this observance. So it didn't ignore the commandment, or didn't do away with the commandment, but rather it said it's more fitting now in the new covenant that we should be worshiping on the Lord's Day. And they called it the Lord's Day because that was the day that Jesus rose from the dead, Easter Sunday. Now, as an interesting side note, you may want to point out that in Genesis chapter 17, and you can begin in verse 1, God establishes a covenant with Abraham involving circumcision. And he says, for example, in verse 7, he says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. And the essence of this covenant that he speaks about repeatedly here is circumcision. And as you read through Genesis 17, you see it's repeated many times over that this is an eternal covenant. It's an everlasting covenant. This every generation from now forward must do this. Well, Christianity doesn't do that anymore. Christianity observes baptism, the sacrament of baptism, which replaced circumcision. So here's another example of where the church, not Jesus, Jesus didn't say, okay, from now on, no more circumcision, that's replaced with baptism. The church said that. And the church said it not to ignore that commandment that God gave in Genesis chapter 17, but rather to transfer the way in which it's observed. So it's no longer observed literally by the cutting of foreskin. Now it's observed in the form of the sacrament of baptism and how it regenerates the soul. Because circumcision, of course, was just symbolic. It didn't actually do anything in any spiritual sense the way a sacrament does. So you might want to bring that argument into the equation, Ed, to show your friend that indeed the church has this authority given to it by Christ. So it is the same commandment, and it's the same thing that's being done, but it's being done on a different day for that reason. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do see what you mean. So, okay, I'm going to have to analyze, go over this stuff in my head and get so I can get a clearer, mm-hmm. clearer way of yeah. saying it, because it still doesn't sound like you responded to the, I can go out to the forest, I'm still keeping holy the Lord's Day. You're not going to church.
Oh, yeah, well, you can. So let's say that you have no ability to get to Mass on Sunday. You can go out in the forest and observe the Lord's Day, and you would be obeying the commandment. There are plenty of people for whom Mass on Sunday is not a possibility because of age or illness or something like that. Or maybe they're incarcerated. Maybe they're in the military, and there's just no way to go to Mass. So the norm and the obligation is to go to Mass if you can, but everybody still has the obligation to observe the Lord's Day in some way through prayer and, if possible, a little rest. That may not be possible, but God doesn't expect the impossible from us. So there's really nothing wrong with him saying, I want to go in the forest and pray and observe the Lord's Day that way. You can do that, but if it's possible for you to go to Mass on Sunday, that's the not just the preferred form, that's the required form, at least part of observing the Lord's Day.
And we have that as a requirement because the church has the authority to make that requirement.
Right, to bind and loose. So just as, for example, in Acts chapter 15, after the Council of Jerusalem, we read that the church sent the apostles out. So Paul and the others went out and they told everybody that it seemed good to us and to the Holy Spirit that we should not lay any burdens upon you more than these few burdens. And the burdens included stay away from sexual immorality, but also do not eat any meat with blood in it. But you could go to a steak restaurant and order a rare steak, if that's what you like, and it would have blood in it. Now, that would be an example of where, at least for a time, the church enjoined upon Christians amounted to a temporary kind of restriction, but that was something that the church had the authority to do. That's, by the way, in Acts chapter 15, verse 29. So, in any case, hopefully these little details are helpful to you. I do have to take a break, though. Thanks for the call, Ed. We're going to go to Father Rocky now and then talk a little bit more about Pledge Drive. Keep in mind, this is the last hour of today for Pledge Drive. Pledge Drive ends on Friday, so we have quite a bit of ground to cover between now and then. And Father Rocky has got a message for you about that.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, host for the Family Rosary Across America. Our Relevant Radio Give From Heart Pledge Drive is in full swing, and we have a $3 million quarterly need to reach by Friday evening. Have you heard about the two gifts we have today? At the Dollar Day level, today only, our special gifts for you are St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal and a beautiful San Damiano Crucifix. Two thank you gifts for a dollar a day. This beautiful pewter medal of St. Mother Teresa has a third-class relic inserted on the back. You'll treasure this medal for the rest of your life. The San Damiano icon cross was painted to teach the meaning of Christ's saving death and resurrection. Give now and you receive both the St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal and San Damiano Crucifix. But the medal is only available today while the supply lasts. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. If calling is your only option, give us a ring at 877-291-0123. Please give from the heart.
We came so close to hitting our goal last hour. We're going to do it this time around. I know we will. We're off to a good start already. We need 115 people who will give from the heart at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. That needs to happen within the next 45 minutes. And we've already got 25 people who've given from the heart during this hour. So let's keep it going. Let's keep this momentum up and running.
That is fantastic. So people are leading the way by example of stepping forward to make their pledge. Today being Wednesday, so we have till Friday to make this happen. And I'd like to keep just reminding you of what happens when you help Relevant Radio with your pledge. You're helping people who very often are having dramatic conversions as a result of what they hear on Relevant Radio, recovering a lost faith, rebuilding a lost faith, children who are finding maybe a relationship with Jesus that they never knew before. Their parents are so grateful that they're finding this on Relevant Radio. The examples are innumerable, but you can be part of that, and you will be responsible for that when you make your pledge to help Relevant Radio. And we're asking you to do that in any amount, whatever it may be. We'd like to send you this beautiful St. Mother Teresa medal with a third-class relic on it as a way of saying thank you. Yeah, and that's just at the lowest level of giving, $1 a day. But if you can give more, please do give more. Go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
We want to say thank you so much to Paul, who is listening in Green Bay. He made a special gift of $500. Definitely praying for your son. That's the most important thing when you call in. Let us know how we can pray for you and his return to the church. We're praying for Jackie as well in Chicago. Thank you for your gift of $1 a day. Mary Catherine in Newark, New Jersey made $1 a day gift. And we have a brand new donor. Thank you to Candy Mary listening in Fort Myers. Made that special gift of $1 a day. We appreciate your help and support. And there's a phone call and another one. Let's keep this momentum up and running. We need 150 people who will give from the heart in the next 45 minutes at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Making progress. We need 120 people still this hour. This is exactly how we do it. We need $3 million by the end of the week, almost halfway through this pledge drive, and we've just hit that 30% mark of raising our need for this week. Help us out. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or give us a call. 877-291-0123.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
This is thrilling, Cyrus. I never knew the show was this exciting.
It's mission possible here at Relevant Radio.
Love it. You should get Tom Cruise to play my character in the movie.
I'll talk to him. Yeah. Tom and I are on the first name, so I'll give him a call.
Yeah, okay. Ring him up and tell him I requested it. 888-914-9149. We'll go back to the phones. By the way, but real quick before we go to the phones, I have two bits of news that were very exciting. Cindy, who is a longtime listener in Dallas, she donated $5,000 yesterday. It was during this hour to say thank you for getting her through some tough days as a social worker and for being a resource that she can share with her patients. She says she likes to bring Relevant Radio into the conversation or just leave us on. around people she thinks are curious about the Catholic faith. Well done, Cindy. Thank you for that. And thank you so much for that generous gift that you made. We really appreciate that. Also,
5,000? Do you know what happens to that
5,000?
You know what happens to that 5,000?
Doubled.
It's doubled.
100%. Yeah.
You're just waiting.
I just want to play my button.
Yeah. And when you know the show's over and you're alone with your thoughts in the studio, you probably love to just play the hotkeys just to relive the glory of the show, right? 100%.
Excellent.
Okay, so if you like that, you'll like this too, Cyrus. We also received another $5,000 gift from California from an anonymous donor whose name has not been disclosed. And this was during the 10 to 11 a.m. hour yesterday. So lots of beautiful love and gratitude from all of us here at Relevant Radio to you, anonymous donor.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. They're not clapping for you, Cyrus. And they're not clapping for me.
I'm well aware.
They're not clapping for me or you. They're clapping for our generous donors. Thank you. All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Fred now in La Puente, California. Hi, Fred.
Hey, hi, Patrick. Quick question. It's does God have a name? I know others call Yahweh, Jehovah. I want to know why they do that and if that's his name, because Catholics do not refer to God as. With the name, we call him God.
Okay.
So that's my question.
Good question. God does have a name. Now, he revealed it to Moses. You can read about this in Exodus chapter 3. And Moses asks God. He says in verse 13, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" So in that passage, verses 13 and 14, in English, of course, we are seeing how we would translate that name into English. But in fact, the name itself has been lost to us. In fact, observant Jews, religious Jews, they don't even say the name, they don't even say the word God. They would say Hashem in Hebrew. And Hashem means the name. So they took it so seriously, and still do, many of them, that you should not use the name of God or even refer to God in that sense, rather because there's the possibility of profaning the name of God, that the consonants in the name that would be written in Hebrew, they're called the tetragrammaton, or it's called the tetragrammaton. We would render it into English as YHWH. And there are many, or at least there are several ways that, depending upon the vowel combinations, that you could say that. But the exact pronunciation of it has been lost to us because the Jews simply would not say it. They wouldn't even write it. And they would just say the name, as they do now. So for that reason, there are people who theorize that it's Jehovah. Yahweh is another one. Although, interestingly, the Catholic Church, I think it was the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, issued a bulletin in the not-too-distant past, within the last couple of years, I think, saying that even that we should avoid using, that Catholics should avoid saying that name. I'm only saying it because we're talking about it from Scripture here, but that we should avoid just using that name because of its sacredness. Now, Yahweh may very well not be exactly what the name is. But depending on how you put the vowels, into those consonants, you can come up with a variety of different renderings. And another way that the Jews would do this would they would take the vowels from other words, like Adonai, for example, other words that would refer in Hebrew to God as Lord, for example, and they would use those vowels with the tetragrammaton as a way to further make sure that nobody actually said the name of God. So anyway, that's the name that God gave to Moses. We don't know exactly what it is, but it comes from that passage, Exodus chapter 3.
Okay. Well, that gets me in the right direction. Thank you.
You got it. Yeah, I appreciate that very much. And of course, just as a little add-on for everybody listening, when you say, God forbid that you should, but when you use the word God in a curse, you know, when you say God and you're damning somebody or something, that's blasphemy. When you, and by the way, Fred, I'm not talking to you personally. Thanks for the call. When you say, oh, and then you say the name of Jesus Christ, that's blasphemy. Even if you don't mean it as blasphemy, it still is blasphemy. So my advice would be clean up your act and don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Don't say God and damn in the same breath. Don't say the name of Jesus Christ or any other version of the Lord. Don't do it, because if you go back to Exodus chapter 20, that one particular commandment about not taking the Lord's name in vain includes a warning that none of the other commandments have, and that is that God will punish people who do this. And if you want to read it for yourself, just go to Exodus chapter 20, and you could begin reading in the very first verse. But God reminds us that this is a profanation of his name. He takes it very seriously, and people who do it will be punished. So even if you think it's harmless, please know it's not harmless. It does you harm, and it's certainly scandalous to the people who hear you say that. 888-914-9149. Cyrus, does a man have to know his limitations or what? I can proceed, can't I?
I think I can. Yep, do it. You can do it.
All right. Got it. Okay, let's go to Michael in Boston. Hi, Michael.
Let's do it. Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much for your show. I just wanted to ask you, you can kind of guide for, I'm just looking for family mediation, so to speak, and I go to priests and with regards to, my mother's actually elderly and she's not remembering everything and, trying to get a mediation. I'm kind of triangulated with, I'm trying to practice my faith, but at the same time, it's not really, appreciated, so to speak. And, there's a family dynamics that specifically it's me against the family, so to speak. And I'm just trying to get mediation, and I go to priests, and it's really challenging because especially with my end of life, issues, they're Catholic, all of them, but you know, forgiveness is really challenging for them and myself, you know, with trying to see meeting people in the middle. And I was just wondering if you could guide, you know.
I'll offer some thoughts. Do your family members with whom you're at odds, do they want to do something with or to your mom that you find objectionable?
No. I mean, like, it's just, I mean, my mother actually, I'm caring for my mother, but specifically with regards to getting things done and so forth, it takes myself and my sister, but unfortunately she's has cancer, and so because she has cancer, she's bringing in her son and her niece, I mean my niece, and my mother is actually would actually be the mediator if she could, but she can't because she's
what's the essence of the
state.
Problem I have a feeling that you're sort of talking around it. If you don't mind telling me what it is, what's the bone of contention here?
The bone of contention is actually with regards to, you know, things that are favored. I mean, for instance, my sister will actually favor my nephew doing things with the family, and I'm like blocked out.
Okay. Well, I think I understand better, Michael. My suggestion would then be go to a family therapist, a family counselor, preferably Catholic, who would be able to sit everybody down and kind of help you sort through it. Priests are very busy, as you know, and they're not always trained to do that kind of thing, but a marriage and family therapist would be trained to do that. So perhaps start with the Archdiocese and ask them for referrals for local Catholic therapists. Thanks for the call, Michael, and I wish you well in this situation. Well, Mary, we're almost done for this day.
We are. We are getting closer and closer, and we have got some very special gifts available today. Today and today only, if you make that special gift of $1 a day, you'll get the Damiano.
Let's say it together. Damiano.
Damiano. I say it fine when my mic's off. It's the craziest thing. There are certain words that I just, my tongue just ties on them, and I guess that's one of them, officially one of them. So you'll get that fabulous crucifix. You'll also receive the medal from Saint Mother Teresa, and it's got an image of her on the front side and a third-class relic on the back side. This will give you a special connection to her through this medal for her intercession in your life in all of the days and months and years to come. Those are yours for a simple dollar a day. That's all we are asking for, and we still need roughly, it looks like, about 50 people who can join us here in the next 30 minutes. Patrick, I believe we're going to make our goal this hour. Finally, for this hour, for today, we're going to make our goal of 150 people within an hour. But we need 50 people who will jump on the train right now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Easy to do, but we need you to do it, as Mary said. Just call us 877-291-0123. But as we've been reminding you, remember that you'll get that free digital download of Father Kubicki's talk on the joy of confession absolutely free when you make your pledge at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. When you do it that way, you get that extra bonus. So I recommend it. You won't get a busy signal either.
We'd love to hear from you now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We want to say thank you so much to Steve, who's listening on 98.9 in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Thank you for your dollar a day. We want to say thank you to, it looks like, Barbara's in Quincy, California, a dollar a day. We have Blaine listening in Sussex, Wisconsin, made that special gift of a dollar a day. You can do it too when you visit relevantradio.com. Open up the app on your smartphone or tablet. And the neat thing is in addition to the bonus download, The Joy of Confession by Father James Kubicki, when you give online or on our app, you also can see the fabulous gifts that we have available. You can read a little bit more about the medal that we've got of Saint Mother Teresa. You can see the crucifix. Real simple, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Phone lines are open. I see a couple at 877-291-0123.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Yes, give from the heart. We give you from our heart every day, 24/7 here at Relevant Radio. And we're sure grateful for your generosity to us, especially now during Pledge Drive. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the program. We do have some lines open. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Dominic in Roswell, New Mexico. Hello, Dominic.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, I was just calling because I was at Mass a couple of weeks ago. I've been going to Port Claire's, a little nunnery here in Roswell. And we got a new priest who came back to Roswell, and the reading, or the gospel reading, was the reading about Jesus was talking to the people, and they got mad at what he was saying, so they ran him up the hill. You know which reading I'm talking about?
I do. We just heard it. Was it this past Sunday or the Sunday before? Yeah.
Yep, the Sunday before. And anyways, that was the reading. And then after that reading, during the father's eulogy, he said that these people who got upset with Jesus were acting a lot like, or were acting like, he said, it's like white people, how they believe they're superior to people of all other colors. And I immediately stopped listening. I thought, did I hear it right? And so I looked over at my wife, who's wanting to convert to Catholicism, and she is white, and she was angry. So I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard that right. And man, it was just like, it was hard to not see color in that church afterwards. So I just stood up with my wife and walked her out, because obviously my heart wasn't going to be in it for the rest of church. And I wasn't even sure that was the right thing to do, but I was so angry. And anyway, I was just wondering how that should be handled.
Well, I mean, obviously he should not have said that, because that is a form of racism. So in his effort to sort of paint himself as an anti-racist, he just came out with some blatant racism right there. So that's certainly regrettable. You know, I guess
would it be too far to have a talk with him? Because I mean, it was obviously a blanket statement, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, not at all. I mean, you will have, you know, the old saying, pick your battles, and this will very likely be a battle. And if it is, you very likely will not get any satisfaction in terms of him apologizing. But, you know, these kinds of things sometimes should not be left unchallenged. And so you could speak to him directly, although I would presume it probably will, you know, not be a pleasant conversation. But you could also send him an email and express how disappointed you were and how offended your wife was. I mean, these are all things that he should keep in mind when he's going to spout some nonsense like that. I mean, he effectively said that Mother Teresa was a white supremacist because she was white. I mean, he's saying, of course, you could remind him, well, obviously you mean by that Pope Francis is a white supremacist because he's white. And ask him that question. Do you really believe, are you really that far gone, although you might probably don't want to put it that way, that you believe that Pope Francis is a white supremacist? Now he's going to say, no. Well, I mean, but he's white. So are you saying Pope Francis is a white supremacist? Well, no. Well, then what do you mean by this nonsense about all white people think they're superior? He's a white people, and there are plenty of other white people out there. Pope John the 23rd, recently canonized. Pope Paul the 6th, recently canonized. You can go on down the list, men and women. And just, especially those who are, you know, identified with the more liberal side of things. What about Oscar Romero, the saint, canonized saint Oscar Romero, who was shot while he was celebrating Mass in, what was it? I forget, I should know this, Honduras or Nicaragua. And he was shot and killed, and he's a canonized saint now. He was white. Was he a white supremacist? And I think what you'll find is that either the thing's just going to blow up and he'll walk away, or he'll have to admit that that was a kind of a stupid thing to say, that all white people are white supremacists, because if that's true, then Pope Francis is a white supremacist. And I'm pretty sure he's not.
Right. And you know, no, these are all great things to say. And I guess the reason I wanted to have the conversation with them just real quick is because I thought, you know, it's already dangerous enough that, like, we're bombarded with, like, propaganda everywhere we go. But then whenever it happens at church, it just freaks me out that it just pushes even harder, you know?
Is this priest white himself?
I couldn't tell. I looked at him, and it was one of those things where I couldn't tell. But then, you can't tell if I'm white because I'm half Portuguese, half Mexican. And so it'd be like half, right? And so, but I was looking at him, and I couldn't tell if he was white or not because of the complexion of his skin. He definitely looked like it in his features, but then had maybe a little bit of more skin color to him where he may have been, you know, half Mexican or something. I'm not sure.
And here's the thing. I mean, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. The only reason I ask the question is because if he were white, I mean, if he identified, if you look white, then you could say, oh, so you're a white supremacist? Why don't you repent of that? I mean, if all people are white supremacists, you're white. Why are you announcing your white supremacy this way? Why not repent? See, what I'm trying to do is to show there are logical ways that you can talk to somebody who holds this kind of view, which is racism, and help them to see the irrationality of the way they're promoting this. It is indeed true that there are some white people who feel that way, no doubt about it. And it should be deplored, and it should be confronted, and should be opposed at every step. That's true. But it is a form of racism to say that all people in a given skin color category are something. It'd be like saying that all people with a certain color skin are lazy. Would that be racist? Absolutely. So anyway, Dominic, give those thoughts a try. I would encourage you to have a, if at all possible, you know, a calm, civil discussion with him. Perhaps an email might be a better way to go about it. Talking to somebody face-to-face could wind up blowing up in your face, and you don't want that if you can avoid it. But I do think you're on the right track to at least make your displeasure known, because if he just keeps getting away with saying things like this and nobody ever confronts that, it's not good for him. It's also not good for the people that have to endure that. Thank you, Dominic. I appreciate it. Let's go to a miracle moment, and then we'll come right back with more of your phone calls right here on The Patrick Madrid Show.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
First time I listened to your program, and it struck me. Did he mention that I was missing the spiritual part of my career? And when you said, write a memo to St. Joseph to ask for a new job, your dream job, the same day, I went home, write a memo to St. Joseph, go to my little altar that we have at home, put it beneath the statue that we have for St. Joseph. The same week, I got four calls for four job interviews. And the following week, I was hired for the job that I have right now, and pretty much is my dream job. So thank you very much on behalf of my family.
Professor Herr, you talk about a miracle moment. Thank you, Juan.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
You know, I love these miracle moments. You make that happen every single time you help support your local station here at relevantradio.com or on the app with your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We love how it's connected with folks, how fast and easy it is to make your gift to Relevant Radio at the website or on the app. It's very impressive. And the nice thing is when you go there, you can actually see the fabulous thank you gifts that we have available for you during this pledge drive. And we have this awesome today and today only gift. It is a beautiful pewter medal of Saint Mother Teresa. It has a third class relic inserted on the backside. Mother Teresa is the missionary who led a life dedicated to helping the poor. She is the patron saint of Calcutta, and that is yours for a simple dollar a day, along with the beautiful crucifix, which you can see at the website as well. And when you're at the website or when you've got that app open and you make your gift on either of those two digital platforms, you'll also receive The Joy of Confession. It's a brand new MP3 that's been produced by our very own Father James Kibicki. You will enjoy that. All of these items together will help make your Lent, which is just around the corner, very fruitful.
And that's what it's all about. You want to be as spiritually fruitful as you possibly can. And that's one of the nice things about this crucifix, the San Damiano crucifix, or the image of St. Mother Teresa on the medal, is these are tangible reminders to you of your love for God and your love for Mary and the saints and how they pray for you and remember you in their prayers before the throne of God. Being creatures of flesh and blood, we need these reminders, and we'd like to send these to you as a way to enhance your own spiritual life while you enhance the spiritual lives of people who listen to Relevant Radio with your donation. The way to do it, go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there safe and secure. You can also do the same thing using the Relevant Radio app. Very easy, very quick, and you'll be happy because you'll know that you're helping other people.
And that's kind of what we call the circle of life, isn't it? One thing helping the other. Keep it going. Keep that circle of life going in your neighborhood, in your local community by supporting your local station. Real easy, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Want to say thank you so much. An anonymous donor in Phoenix, Arizona made a special gift of $750. We have Michelle, who listens in Austin, Texas, $500 gift. Thank you for your help and support. And a couple of anonymous donors, one in California, one in Wisconsin, a dollar a day. Can you do that too? That's all we're asking for is a dollar a day at relevantradio.com. Just give from the heart.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.
Oh, yeah. This is the kind of energy you can expect here on the Patrick Madrid Show. And if you like what you hear here, please help keep me on the air by making your pledge to help Relevant Radio make its goal. $3 million is what it takes to keep this network of 200 stations total, including our affiliates, going for 3 months. If you want to buy a 30-second ad for the Super Bowl, that'll be $6.5 million, please. If you want to help Relevant Radio stay fully funded for 3 months, 200 stations, 24/7, it's less than half that. So which way do you think your money should go? 888-914-9149. Let's go to Ann now in Las Vegas. Good morning, Ann, and welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I'm currently reading The Lamb's Supper, and it's a fantastic book, and I'm almost through with it, and I feel like I might have to go back and reread it a little bit, but they do a really good job of making the parallel between Revelation, you know, and the Mass, and being basically, you know, in heaven when you go to the Mass. But I get a little confused about back when. And maybe they talk about it. I'm not sure. But before Jesus died and rose, he, you know, they were Jewish and they went to synagogue and they talked about Shabbat and the Torah and all those Jewish terms. And then things started to change after he died. And Peter was he started our church. But and maybe the Bible talks about it, and I'm not cluing in on it and the parts that they talk about it, but where did some of those Jewish terms, when did things start to transition, you know, like the Sunday after Easter Sunday, did they go to synagogue, or did they have Shabbat at the house, or did they, they didn't instantly have Mass? How did that kind of, I don't understand how it started to change, or if they dropped the Jewish terms, or how they came up with the new terms.
Right. Okay, some important strands in the question, and I'll try to unravel that. First of all, I do believe everybody should read that book by Scott Hahn. It's very good, and I'm glad to know that you're enjoying it. Mm-hmm. The thing to remember is that this was a gradual process, and so it wasn't all at once, and it took, in some cases, it took even generations before some of the things that we take for granted now, or that developed early on. There was a time when those things were not in place. So, for example, Sunday Mass. We did have Mass from the very beginning. Jesus instituted it at the Last Supper. So from that time forward, every time the apostles would do what Jesus said to do at the Last Supper, that was Mass. They didn't have the word for the Mass in that, you know, and they didn't have that word for the Mass. But it was the Mass from the very, very beginning. And we're told that they did celebrate and gather to celebrate the Lord's resurrection on Sunday. And rather soon, we have a document known as the Didache, which is kind of loosely translated as the teaching of the 12 apostles. And it is a document that's not in Scripture, obviously, but it is a kind of synthesis of the liturgical life of the church at the end of the first century, beginning of the second century. And one of the things that it talks about is how they gathered on Sunday, the Lord's Day, to celebrate, and they celebrated the Eucharist. That was the central focus of their celebration. St. Ignatius of Antioch, who died in Rome as a martyr in the year 107, he wrote a series of letters to different cities that he was passing through on the way to Rome to be martyred. And in several places, he refers to the Holy Eucharist. He refers to, you know, be with your bishop, be in union with your bishop, and where the bishop is, there is the valid Eucharist. And he's referring there to the Sunday celebration in particular, but also other forms when Mass would be celebrated. He didn't call it the Mass. But so these are ancient examples in which we have a description of these things in seed form in some cases, but it happened very, very early. It happened gradually, but it happened very early, and some of those things, like the Mass, were there from the very beginning. Baptism, there from the very beginning. As time went on, the ways in which the Mass was celebrated, things like vestments and certain customs that we recognize today, those gradually were introduced over time. It was an organic development. It didn't happen all at once, but it goes back to the earliest days. You can see them there. So that's, I guess, okay, one part of the issue. The other part would be that this should not trouble you. I don't know if it does, but it shouldn't trouble you if you're looking at the Book of Acts and you're not seeing, well, where is the Pope Mobile, and where are people being called Monsignor, and where are the things that we associate with the Catholic Church today? The reason it shouldn't trouble you is because the Book of Acts is like a snapshot of a baby in the family photo album. The church was an infant in those days, and infants look different from the way they look when they grow up. I don't look anything like I did when I was a year old. And when you think about the church as Jesus described it, the kingdom of heaven, he says it's like a mustard seed, and it grows and matures into this very large, almost like the size of a tree size plant. And so the external characteristics of the church are expected to change. It's expected to look different in its more mature form than it did in its very youth. And so that's why when you read the book of Acts and you don't see many of the things that develop later, that's how it should be, because that's what we would expect. Okay. Does that help a little bit?
Oh, very much so. Yes. No, and I wasn't troubled at all. I'm a very visual person, and sometimes when I'm reading, it's hard for me to get a mental picture in my head of kind of the chronological order of time and how things started to progress from one way to the other. And so I just I don't expect to see all of it exactly, you know, when you read it, but I was just trying to get an idea when some of this, how it just started to change. I didn't expect it to be overnight by any means, but no, that was very helpful. Right. Thank you very much.
I can give you, you're welcome. So before you go, I'll recommend a couple of resources I think you'll find helpful, Anne, and thank you for the call. So one would be The Mass of the Early Christians. That's by Mike Aquilina, and he takes you to the early church and the documents in the early church so you can see how the Mass was celebrated and how it developed. Another book by Marcellino D'Ambrosio is called When the Church Was Young. And that's a narrative of what was life like in the early church and kind of tracing it forward through the early centuries to see how it developed. Either or both of those books would be very helpful to you, I think, Anne. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Well, we're coming up on another break here, it looks like. Just to give everybody a sense of where things are at, this is Wednesday, the middle of Pledge Drive. We have to be finished up on Friday at the end of business. So we have a lot of ground yet to cover. We're not even at the halfway point yet, although we are at the halfway point today, time-wise. And this is the last seven minutes or so for Mary and me before we have to wrap things up for today. We'll be back with you again tomorrow, that's for sure. And I'm looking forward to it. But I'd like to urge you, help us make the goal this hour. If we slip in any given hour, we have to make it up in the following hour. And that's sometimes very challenging. So in your generosity, if you've been listening to the phone calls and some of these wonderful testimonials that have come in, people whose lives are being changed by listening to Relevant Radio, people whose marriages are being restored, people who are rebuilding a lost faith, children, students, young adults who are finding their way in life more sure-footedly because of the guidance that they're getting on Relevant Radio. Please be part of that and please support that, which you can do easily by tapping the Relevant Radio app on your phone. Of course, you can also go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there. But please do it now. And Mary is going to help me kind of wrap things up before we have to take our 21-hour break. Right, Mary? We've earned a 21-hour break, I think, haven't we?
I get a 2-hour break, and then I get a how many hour break after that. But yes, you've definitely earned a 21-hour break. You work harder than I do.
I don't know about
most
that.
Definitely. Yeah, I'd say so. Absolutely. And you know, I got to be honest, Patrick, we're pretty close to having a record third hour here for today. So let's keep this momentum going. If we can get another 50 calls in here in the last 7 or 8 minutes, wow. We'll make the people back in the bean counting room, their heads will blow up like, wow, they did what this hour? Let's make that happen.
Cool beans.
We want to see that happen. Yeah, it's real easy. All you have to do is visit our website, which is relevantradio.com. Open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123 is the number. You will not, however, get the digital download of Father Kubicki's talk on the Sacrament of Confession. You will get that talk, however, digitally right to your email box if you make your pledge at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Plus, as Mary said, we're having a good frenzy of activity right now, and we don't want you to be stopped by a busy signal. So it's easier, it's faster, and no busy signal if you go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
This is beautiful. All of the people that are reaching out and making their gifts online is absolutely fabulous. We had Joseph, who lives in Irvine, California, made a special gift of $1,200. Thank you so much. And he made that gift online, even though he listens to good old-fashioned KHJ. We have Annette in Junction City, Wisconsin. Another $1,200 gift listening on WMMA made that gift online, however. That's exactly how we do it. With the shortage of staff, it makes a big difference. We have a couple of online listeners as well. Kevin in Spearfish, South Dakota, made a $750 gift. He listens online, and we have an anonymous donor from Malala, Oregon, $600 gift online. Thank you for your help and your support. That's how we do it, folks. Let's keep these gifts coming in. We need to raise $3 million by the end of the week. And as Patrick said, we're not even halfway. We're actually just right at 30% of what we need to raise by the end of the week. And we are halfway through our pledge drive. So we've got some cleanup to do here. We know God will provide. We know it's all going to happen in the perfect timing. So let's make a little piece of that perfect timing right now. RelevantRadio.com or the app. It's safe and secure. Never any waiting. You'll get through guarantee. I see we've had a few phone calls this hour that have not been able, they weren't able to get to the phones and answer them because there was just too many coming in at one time. However, right now I do see a couple of open phone lines. So if you need to make the call, it's a great time to call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And as Patrick mentioned, when you give your gift at relevantradio.com or on the app, you'll also receive the special bonus download from Father Kibicki, The Joy of Confession.
That comes straight to your email box when you make your pledge at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. We're getting down to the last 3 minutes, and I really feel the need.
Check it out. Look at, I'm in really bad shape. Come on. Give me. I need. Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Silly Bob.
That's
silly
me
Bob.
Right now.
That's exactly.
We're
well,
getting
good
there.
The good news is, we were trying to squeeze in an extra 50 here in the last 5 minutes, and we only need 30 more to make that 50 happen, so we're getting really close. 4 minutes, we can do it. That's less than 10 gifts in a minute. We're not going to be able to do it if you're all calling the phones, but you can do it if you visit the website or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Real easy, relevantradio.com for the website. You can also use the website from your smartphone as well, but it's easier on your smartphone if you just tap the app. And you can also see all the great gifts we have available. Take a look at this Mother Teresa medal. Available today and today only for your gift of $1 a day. That and the San Domenico crucifix. I'm getting closer.
Damiano.
Yeah. Maybe I should write it phonetically. Maybe that's what I need to do. Damiano crucifix. And that will be yours for your gift of $1 a day. And when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or on the app, you also will receive that bonus download. You do not want to miss out on this great opportunity. There is another one, two more. This is how we do it, down to only needing 20 more people who will give from the heart right now.
This is it. This is it. We are down to, what have we got? A minute and 20 seconds?
Minutes. Yeah.
2 minutes. Under
2 minutes.
It's a 2 minute warning.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's keep the phone. Oh, there's another one. Thank you so much. We're needing just another 15 more people right now who will either visit our website, relevantradio.com, use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We want to hear from you. We need you to give from the heart here to Relevant Radio.
Yeah, we're down to the last 60 seconds. We're a little bit less than that now. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. We have 30 seconds to go. Let's dance as fast as we can. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Just 5 more people at RelevantRadio.com or using the app. 877-291-0123. Take it away, Patrick.
Hi, we only have a couple seconds, so let's make it count. Thank you, everybody. We'll be with you again tomorrow. Make your pledge, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.